digital revolution.
The future of radio.
You're weak and sure of yourself.
Actually,
the fact that you possess a sense of morality and we do not gives us an evolutionary advantage.
CyberstationUSA.com.
And if history has proven anything,
there's another problem with TV, believe it or not.
It is that evolution always wins.
Hi, everybody. This is Amy London from the Royal Bobsters, inviting you to join us in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson-Jones on the CyberstationUSA.com radio network.
And with you.
With me today are...
Pete McGinnis.
Dylan Pramick.
Sheila Jordan.
Holly Ross.
Music in the air can be heard wherever you go. Every breeze through a tree can conceivably be a song, you know. Music in the air can be heard all over the town. Every tweet of a bird has an often unheard melodic sound. Oh, Mother Nature wrote a symphony tune that she plays in a number of ways, and the whole world is a wonderful place that makes you so delighted to face that music in the air.
It relieves your worry and care.
You will never be low just as long as you know there's music in the air.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson-Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. We open with Music in the Air, with the Royal Bobsters on their CD, London Meter, Pramuk and Ross, featuring John Hendricks and other great bop vocalist, guest artist. We met at the Newport Jazz Festival, where we were able to chat with the group and their special guest, vocalist and legend, Sheila Jordan. Right now, Music in the Air. Enjoy.
Each morning a different song, every evening to break of dawn. Each morning a different strain, every evening a new refrain. Each morning a different key, every evening a symphony. Summer, winter music, spring and fall are music. You'll hear a song for every season, use it to find a song all your own. It can be a solo, duo, trio, even you and me, oh. From every ocean to the tallest tree, oh. You'll hear a song all your own, oh, oh Mother Nature wrote a symphony tune that she plays in a number of ways. And the whole world is a wonderful place that makes you so delighted to face music in the air. It relieves your worry and care. You will never feel low just as long as you know there's music in the air.
There's music in the air.
I hear it. Music is everywhere.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Welcome to the Jazz Room, and welcome all the Royal Bobsters. And Sheila, thanks so much for joining us.
It was my joy. I love them. They're great.
Oh, I want to find out more about them. And then I want to find out about how you found them. That's what we want to do. How did this group come together and when? Who's going to answer that for me? Amy?
The group came together around 2010 when I was teaching. I'm still teaching at the New School University Jazz Department in New York City. And Dylan Pramick graduated in 2009, and he came back to class after he graduated in the vocal jazz group that I direct. And he started writing great charts for the group, and I thought, these charts are really wonderful. I'd like to sing these as well as direct them. And at the same time, I was very close friends with Mark Murphy. He was living in the Actors Fund home, which is financed by the Jazz Foundation and Actors Equity, a wonderful place. And we're spending a lot of time together. So Mark and Dylan and I started hanging out a lot. And Dylan was bringing these wonderful charts into my vocal group. And he brought in Red Clay, which was a big hit for Mark Murphy. So I had an idea. I said to Mark, hey, Mark, how would you like to do a concert with my vocal jazz ensemble from the New School? And he said, sure, I will. So in December of 2011, after we rehearsed for almost a year, we did a concert at the New School with Mark Murphy. Holly had joined us on alto. Dylan was in the bass ringer in the bass group, and I was singing soprano. And there were about 10 students, and we had a wonderful concert. It was sold out, standing room only. Mark was stellar, as always. And after the concert, I said, hey, man, to Mark, would you like to go in the studio and make a record? He said, sure. So the next thing we did is we invited Darman Meter to join us because he had been asking about the project. And the four of us and Mark went to the studio. And then we kept inviting our bebop singing heroes. So next we invited Sheila Jordan, we invited John Hendricks, we invited Bob Durow, and we invited Annie Ross. And all five of them are on our first album, which came out in 2015.
And the name of your first album?
It's called The Royal Bobsters Project, and it's on the Motema record label.
Thank you. Now, Bob Durow, you mentioned him. He has since passed, hasn't he?
He has.
I learned about him. Tell us who Bob Durow was, please. Who wants to say that?
Oh. Well, Bob Durow was a wonderful songwriter, singer, pianist. Also very famous as the creator for Schoolhouse Rock. Schoolhouse Rock.
Yes.
Yeah. Which had brought up a generation. Yeah, and we were just so lucky that we shot the moon, really, when we were putting together that first record, and we're just so lucky that we got to work with all these wonderful artists that we respect and, you know, idolize so much. And then, with the CD release, we had the opportunity, with the performances that we were giving, to write a few more arrangements, which is kind of planted the seed for the second record. And that's where the chart, the second chart that we did with Bob for this record, and the chart that we do with Sheila on this record, they came from that experience, from our live performances with them on the last CD release.
Okay. Now, you're finishing up a new CD. Peter, do you want to talk about that?
Sure. I've been in the group myself for 3 years now. The group has been in existence for 6-7 years. And, of course, they did their first record with Darman Meter, and I replaced him 3 years ago. And since that time, I've been, along with Dylan, of course, and others, I've been contributing arrangements to the group. I am an arranger. And it's been quite a forum for me. I'm so thrilled to be able to write, you know, vocal arrangements for such a high-level group. So that's been a treat for me. We are finishing our second record now, actually. We're putting the final touches on it, and I think we're going to have it out, fingers crossed, the spring of 2020. And instead of, to my understanding, you know, I wasn't on the first record, but this new record really does feature us much more as the group, the Royal Bobsters, which the name we've adopted. Although we do, again, have Sheila on one cut and Bob DeRoe on one cut. We are moving in a direction where we are a freestanding group with, of course, people like Sheila coming on board on occasion. And that really just, now it's not something to, you know, draw attention to ourselves. It's something we do because we respect her and love her, and she's a friend. I mean, we do it because she's a pal, and we're all on the same page with the music. So although we are moving into a direction of a freestanding group on our own. So okay. We're going to see where that goes.
Up next, here is Nothing Like You've Ever Seen Before, written and featuring Bob DeRoe.
Nothing like you has ever been seen before.
Nothing like you existed in days of yore. Never were lips so kissable. Never were eyes so bright. I can't believe it possible. You bring me such delight. Nothing can match the rapture of your embrace. Nothing can catch the magic that's in your face. You're like a dream come true.
So true.
Something completely new.
Brand new.
Nothing like you has ever been seen before.
No.
Nothing like you.
Nothing like you has ever been mine before.
No, nothing ever like you.
Kisses I've known, but none so divine before.
Never tasted a kiss so fine as
no
yours.
No one has your magnificence. Who can describe your charm? I'd like to make my residence forever in your arms. How wonderful life could be.
No one but you.
No other human in you
could ever do this to me. Call me a fool in love.
You're just a fool in love.
One thing I'm certain of.
Nothing like you has ever been seen before.
Ever been seen before.
Just call me a fool in love. One thing I'm certain of.
Nothing like you has ever been seen before. Nothing like you. You're all I ever dreamed I wanted. Nothing like you. I never knew that you existed.
How did I miss you?
Nothing like you.
Waiting for.
You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue with our interview with the Royal Bobsters and guest, Sheila Jordan. Well, Sheila, tell me about your experience in meeting this group. Meeting them and what you thought, etc. Here you go.
I'm going to switch here. Do you know something? I don't remember where I met them. I think I met them as a group when they asked me to be on their recording, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be wrong. Yes, with
Mark. We were visiting with Mark, and you were visiting with Mark, and we started hanging out with Mark a lot.
Yeah, because Mark and I were very close for years. And the same with Bob Dureau. I showed you that little memorial.
Yes.
I carry that with me all the time. And on the back it has one of his tunes. So between Mark and Bob Dureau, actually there's a record that's going to be coming out, Rosanna Vitro, that we recorded with Bob Dureau, me, and her, and on bebop tunes. So, but this group, the Royal Bobsters, they don't need anybody else. Really. I mean, you heard them today.
I heard them. I know.
Who do they need? They don't need an extra guest artist. I do it because I love them, but I don't really think they need me. I just think they're a great, great group. Not only that, they're great singers and great composers, but aside from all that, you know the most important thing about them? They're beautiful human beings. They're friends. I know that I could call any one of them if I needed something, and they'd be there.
Yeah.
And I hope they know the same about me. I love them dearly. I just want to see them be heard and accepted because they're great. There's nobody out there doing what they do.
I know. That's all I gotta say. I agree with you.
Yes.
I just heard them for the first two songs, and I was like, wow.
What? Right.
Wow. Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, the audience heard them today, and that's great.
That's great. That's
So when it came time to join, to create a new group, I was very flattered that Amy came to me first, and it was a no-brainer. We knew we were both doing the same thing. We were both taking vocalises, writing lyrics, being inspired by Sheila, by Mark, by Annie Ross, by John Hendricks.
Yes.
And, you know, Bob didn't write to vocalises, but Bob wrote his own vocalises in that respect, as every song showed. So it was, like I say, it was absolutely understood that we belonged together in this group.
Yes, yes. And it's always a joy to look at a group and see them enjoy each other while you're performing. Yes, yes, yes. So I've gotten a number of my questions answered. Is there anything you'd like to add, Sheila, or can we want to talk about you a little bit? Or just a little bit while you're here? Go ahead.
Well, I'm still alive because of this music. And because of beautiful groups like the Royal Bobsters, it keeps me young.
Yes.
I mean, you know, age-wise, I'm old. But spirit-wise, I'm young. So I just want to keep the music happening. And I want to see musicians like the Royal Bobsters become what work where they should be working. They should be doing all the major jazz festivals, as far as I'm concerned. And if I were a booking agent, that's what I'd do. I would book them all over the world. That's where they should be. Japan, Germany, Italy, you know, all over.
Yeah.
London. They should be at Ronnie Scott's all the time. All the time. At least once a year. But that's my feeling. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, there were times when I got worried, is this music dying? You know, and it really scared me that this music is dying. And then you get the Royal Bobsters and you say, hell no, it ain't dying. It's just beginning to live again. Okay, so that's my gut feeling, you know, that they will continue to do what they do and be accepted. Who's that?
I have to look at the schedule.
Anyway, that's my take on the music, and that's the reason I'm here.
Oh,
I'm still alive because of jazz music.
Thanks so much, yes. Sheila. Now, enjoy. Holly, can you tell us how people can learn about the Royal Bobsters and your and the CDs that are out now?
Well, we're very pleased that our CD is available on iTunes and Amazon and probably CD Baby. I'm not 100% about that. And also on the Motema Records website. And this next CD is, we are planning its release, but we have yet to really find the right home for it. And it, I should let you know that we are very, very proud, besides having Sheila and Bob Durow on it, we have Christian McBride on it.
Oh, my goodness.
And Christian, we have gotten to know Christian McBride basically through Dylan and Amy, who teach for their young people's school called Jazz House Kids. And we've gotten to know Christian and his lovely wife, Melissa. And they began to invite us to the Newport, saying, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And he was very kind and supportive of us. So with that in mind, we said, so, Christian, are you free on June 9th? We have a couple of tunes we might like you to play on. And so Christian graced us with his accompaniment on Cuando Te Vea and On a Misty Night. And they are as groovy as can be. We already are graced with Cameron Brown, so no slumming there. But it was really a nice exchange of musical friendship that he felt we were worth recording with. And we just know how lucky and fortunate we are.
Yes, you are. You are. Yes, go right ahead. Peter, right? Pete, right?
One real quick thing about Christian. We were on his XM radio broadcast. It was just the four of us and Christian, which meant only bass and the four singers. And I got to tell you, it was a wonderful experience. He was great. We had a great interview. But to have only bass and the four singers, we were like, well, there's no drums, there's no piano. How are we going to, you know, what's going to happen? He was solid as a rock. He's such a great musician. He's so stellar. And so his foundations, from that bass, were like, my God, he's like a big band. Anyway, I just wanted to say that.
Right. Voice for the big band. Well, I guess we're going to have to say, Amy, I'm going to give the mic to you, and we can all say thank you very much, Royal Bobsters, and thank you, Sheila Jordan, for hanging with them and supporting them, and thank you for joining us in the jazz room. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joan. Thank you so much.
Finally, here are the Royal Bobsters featuring Sheila Jordan with Horace Silver's piece, and then Let's Fly featuring Amy London.
There's a place that I know where the sycamores grow, ooh, and daffodils have their fun. Oh, where the cares of the day seem to slowly fade away in the glow of the evening sun. Peace when the day is done. If I go there late, let my mind meditate on everything to be done.
And
if I search deep inside, let my conscience be my guide, then the answers are sure to come.
Don't have to worry none. Life's sweet seed, when it grows like a bee,
wither and come undone.
Oh, oh, but that sweet smelling thing will be blossoming next spring
with the kiss of the midday sun.
Living has just begun.
Come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You can now find the Jazz Room on Twitter at Ms. Jazz Kitty, or you may email me or even chat at the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
Let's fly away. We'll take a lunar honeymoon where we can spoon in the merry month of June. Won't you listen while I croon? This tune is never too soon. Now they say all us children are supposed to sleep tight, but I'd rather sail upon the sultry seas with you tonight. Let's take off on a fabulous flight. We might just find our delight. And if you are tempted to employ that new technology, I'll have to convince you to enjoy.
We have before us the opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shake-up to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyber Station USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyber Station USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple. Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA. Always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.